The Royal St. Vincent and the Grenadines Police Force Band annual summer program culminated on Saturday at the Old Montrose Police Station. The program was held with the theme, Feeding the Positives, Starving the Negatives, and it catered for children who are musically inclined. Bandmaster Inspector Vaughn Miller said at Saturday's closing ceremony that the program covered a range of topics.
This year's program commenced on July 18th, our intention was to have this program for a period of 5 weeks. And even up to the fifth week, people were still calling and wanting to be on the program. Over 124 kids attended this program. Now, this program did not only allow the children to be exposed to musical theory or playing of musical instruments. It also afforded the members of the police band to learn to impart onto students or to young people. Over the 6 week period, these kids were exposed to different instruments, like the drum set, keyboards, bass guitar, rhythm guitar, recorders, clarinet, trombone. And I will say at this point, I was very impressed and pleased to see the amount of persons that gravitated to brass instrument in this year's program. As a matter of fact, it's the first time I've seen female coming forward to play the instrument that's called the trombone, one of the most difficult instruments to play.
Inspector Vaughn Miller. Commissioner of Police Colin John commended the facilitators and the students for participating in the program, and he restated the commitment of the police force to implement more programs to make well-rounded citizens.
I'll start by, first of all, saying thanks directly to Inspector Miller and the instructors for imparting their knowledge to the students here. Knowledge is utilized more efficiently if it is imparted. If you keep the knowledge to yourself, it's sometimes of no use to you or to other members or other persons in the public. I want to thank the parents for reposing their confidence in the Royal St. Vincent and the Grenadines Police Force and for sending your children here in our care so that we can help to mold their minds and make them better citizens. To the students, I want to say thanks to you for attending, first of all, and not only attending, but you made use of the time while you're here, so you're able to play instrumentally, and for that I just want for you to applaud yourself. This program is very well sought after, and I am really happy when we can impart or we can impact the lives of students or young people in a very positive manner.
Commissioner of Police Colin John. Certificates were presented to the more than 100 participants at Saturday's closing ceremony. I'm Yolande Richards with today's special report.